Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yeah, because he couldn't figure out what was going on. Why were they charging? I think it was like $60 for some headphones that was supposed to be. I just picked that up and put it up there when the maintenance man walked in. That. Yeah, so she had that. I just got it out the floor. Yes, I'm here.
Well, okay, what's name? I said, what's the
Brenda
first and last
Jefferson.
Name for this account? Okay.
All right, they got them cracks and stuff.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
101 Normandy Street, apartment 2502, Houston, Texas, 77015.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a Hype watch. And what issue were you having today?
Yeah, they just put another charge on the account. The ambulance. Hello?
Yes, I'm waiting on you. I said, what were you calling in about? I mean, what issue were you having?
I'm being charged another $60 on the account for something that I don't know what it is.
It's called Hype Pods. This was originally ordered when you ordered the watch. Did you know that?
Right, but we never received that.
Okay, let me check it for you. It looks like here it's showing they shipped you out a Hype Watch. Let's see what else. Hype Watch, we have Hype Pods, and then we had a warranty. So let me see. Yes, it looks like when it was originally signed up, it was for Hype Watch, the Hype Pods, and a warranty. You have to call in to cancel those items out within 14 days of purchase. Otherwise, they bill you full price. I don't know why you did not get the Hype Pods, because it shows all this came together in one package, and you're saying you don't have it.
No, they resent it out to me. They canceled the order. Because we didn't receive it, and they sent it out. The watch they sent out, they said they didn't have the earbuds available. So they refunded half of that. And as you see, they canceled it out already. You told me that they canceled it.
Give me 1 second, so let me check into that for you. I do see the refund for $34.98.
And what was canceled when you said they canceled it? Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like here, like I said, I'm sorry. Okay. So I do see you did get the refund for for $34.98. The only thing that I can do is see if I can refund the Hype Pods at a discount, because like I said, for some reason it's showing that all these products were shipped out, and I don't know why you're saying, but you said that you never got your but you only got the watch, correct?
Yeah, they had to send me a watch out.
Yeah.
Days ago, but they didn't have thing in it. Yeah, it didn't have earbuds. And she said that she wasn't
having
the earbuds. And but like I said though, if there wasn't even going to be any more charges, I wanted to cancel that whole thing, because I felt like that was a deceptive ad that they sent out anyway. Because I don't remember if I called that ad saying that it was $5.19 and $60 14 days later. And that it was $19 and something for the headphones, and then it was going to be $60 later. If it was the small print that was invisible, and they confirmed with me that there would be no more charges to my online account. So I don't understand why would there be another $60 charge.
Okay, so it looks like here. Okay, when you called in, it says that. They explained the account to you. You said you never received it. They reshipped it to you. And then they gave you a 50% refund and said you accepted. It never said anything about you saying that you didn't want the pods or that you wanted that canceled. That's why you got billed for those. Did they mention the pods or anything when you called in about the watch? Or did you just call in about the watch?
Yeah, no. They mentioned the watch, but they weren't able to. I guess they didn't have it anymore available. So that's why they issued it and they canceled that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you just called about the watch, okay, the watch, even though it all comes together, shipped, but you still have to tell them that you don't want it. So if you didn't tell her, I don't want these ear pods, then that's why they billed you for it, because you just called in referring to the watch. You never said anything about the ear pods. That's why they billed you for it, because you never came.
No. We spoke about the watch. They didn't have the watch available to reship. They didn't have it.
No. I'm not talking about the watch. I'm talking about the pods. I'm off for the watch.
Yeah,
we've already got that.
The earbuds.
Yeah.
The earbuds. They didn't have the earbuds to ship out.
So you must didn't tell her that you wanted to cancel, because she didn't cancel the earbuds. That's why you were billed.
That's why. Well, what was the refund for? That's what the refund was for.
No, the refund is for the watch, not the earbuds. Those are two separate charges.
So
I'm assuming maybe there's... Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So they gave me a 50% discount. They refunded 50% on the watch, and then they sent another watch out.
No, that's right. They gave you a 50% on the watch, and then they shipped you one out. But that has nothing to do with the earbuds. You've been billed for the earbuds.
See, that's what they said, though. They said that they could give me a 50% refund because they weren't able to reship. They didn't have a watch available to send. Not a watch. I keep saying watch. They didn't have the earbuds available to send out, but they could send another watch out. And since they didn't have the earphones, and they would, that's what the refund is for, the earbuds.
Okay. The refund is for the watch. They never refunded you anything on the earbuds. So I don't know why they told you that, but that's not what was done to your account. What I will do, so we can get this stated.
Yeah, I don't want
to. I will see if I can.
This is the fourth charge that they put on there, and it's not like they're putting little charges. These are $60 charges and $70 charges.
I see that, yes. So I will go in and see what refund I can give you on the earpods. But I see what you're saying. You're saying they told you.
I don't have any earpods, period. So why am I being charged for earpods?
Because it shows that they were shipped to you. And I'll have to, like I said, so I mean, I don't know why you didn't get them. Just like you didn't get the watch, they had to reship it.
Right, but they okay. They shouldn't have reshipped it. I got that. That came, but I was under the impression that they were giving me the 50% the 50% refund because they didn't have the earbuds to send out. We spoke about those earpods because I was saying that I wanted to just cancel the whole thing because the charges that are coming on the accounts is under names that aren't even like a recognizable company and stuff like that. So I just want the whole thing canceled because I feel like it was deceptive and it wasn't what I signed up for. And we spoke about the AirPods. We spoke about everything.
Well, if you did, I mean, apparently the story that I'm seeing here is different from what you have, and don't ask me why, but so that's why I just keep, you know, going back to that. And you're telling me you're thinking it's for the earbud, this is for the watch, and okay.
Right, because why would they give me, why would they refund
I have no idea.
My money and then resend me the item? That don't even
Well, maybe
sense.
Probably because you didn't get it, so. They probably was doing that to compensate you because they had to reship it and you finally got it, but they didn't do anything to the earbuds. But let me see if I can take care of that for you. That's why.
Don't send them out. I don't want them. I don't need them. I don't want the warranty. I don't want none of it. I want it canceled. I don't want that to be on my account anymore.
So give me 1 second. Like I said, I don't know. I have to go. What I'm going to do is... I'll go ahead and refund that charge for those earbuds. I'm going to go back and listen to that call and see what actually happened. If what you said happened, then everything will be fine. If not, then I'll have to go back in and make some adjustments to your account due to what was said on that call.
Okay,
but give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. Because like I said, you're saying one thing, your account is saying another. So I just need to listen to the call so I can see exactly what was supposed to happen.
That's cool. The call went great, but I'm glad y'all got that recorded. So that's all you gotta do.
We have to see that. So that's why when we have issues, we can go back and get whatever we need.
All right.
So give me 1 second. Let me get this done for you. All right. So we're gonna refund that charge. You'll get that within 3 to 5 business days for the Hype Pods. It'll go back onto whatever card you signed up with. Make sure that you're canceled. Just let me get everything notated here, and then we will be done. And like I said, if you see any adjustments on your account, just call me back.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes, that's for the $59.97, yes.
All right. And I don't have no
And make sure that you're reading when you sign up. Read.
Read it. Yeah, I'm going to make sure I read it. Trust me. If it looks too good to be true, then it's probably not a good idea.
You got that right. It probably is. So go with your first mind.
Right. That's a good marketing. That's a good business strategy.
You got that right. All right, so we got everything situated. Check your email. Whatever email was signed up with, you should have that refund amount showing. It'll go back onto the MasterCard within 3 to 5 days. You have been canceled. You will not receive any other product or charges to this account. For some reason, if you don't get that refund, give me a call back, and I'll be happy to take a look at it for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.